All right, Oklahoma is up next. Wow-wee, Oklahoma is a big contingency over there. Gaylene Stupik, how are you doing?
You know, I have to say, you were very brave to say that last name out loud. Most people at a microphone cringe. It's pronounced Stupich.
Okay, well, I tried. I get credit for trying, right?
You get a lot of credit. Right. That is wonderful.
Thank you. Let me get your PowerPoint up here.
There we go.
Okay, explain this.
All right, so we are the reddest state in the nation. We had all 77
counties. We just went through your state.
Absolutely. And it looks very conservative because the soil's red. It is truly a red state. So one of the things that I discovered, well, I've been working elections for about 10 years. I went from judge, clerk, to precinct inspector. And these machines were purchased in 2012. You probably recognize them. But one of the things we discovered as we were presenting information to our attorney general, who did not win the primary because he was looking into this, was that there was a 3G chip modem that was removed in 2020. Now, it did not, the documentation did not say that they replaced it with 4G or 5G, but we're pretty sure they did. So one of the other big things that happens in Oklahoma, just as it does in other states, obviously is chain of custody. So one of my jobs, I'm very active in the Republican Party. In fact, after taking a hiatus for about 5 years after 2020 election, somebody conned me into running for vice chair to Oklahoma County GOP, and I'm their worst nightmare. One of the things we discovered in state law is that any voter in Oklahoma, and I want to encourage every Oklahoman that's watching this, you need to go and start watching your absentee ballot opening process. It does help to read the law first. You can search for it online. When you search for it online, you can find out that you can even videotape it because it's part of the Open Meeting Acts. We have discovered that that little picture of the ballots are sitting on a couch in an office at an election board. The office is unlocked and nobody's inside. Mm. That's a problem. Okay, it's a little easier to see the words up there.
It is.
So this last thing over here is that obviously we have dirty voter rolls too. So we might be the reddest state, but that's only when you're looking at it from a national level. The truth is, over really probably the last 10 years, it's our down ballot races, our school boards and our city councils that have been flipped to communists, not just a little bit Republican versus Democrat, full-born communists giving us CRT and all the ugly stuff that you see going on in the schools right now, and even in the cities. And even my own Republican mayor right now is doing some pretty progressive stuff. But you can see, I don't know if you can see it on the big screen, but one of the things that we found is in one of our little counties, and we're not talking Oklahoma County, we're talking one of the little counties, 636 addresses that started with up caret, Oklahoma. How do you figure out what precinct they live in? 636, that makes a big difference.
Mm.
So in May, once we finally got redistricting done from the census, our county election board mailed out to every single voter in Oklahoma County voter ID cards. 65,000 were returned undeliverable. That made the news. Our county election board secretary said so. So I had a friend who has a really big computer compare our voter rolls from May 1st to August 12th, 10 weeks. In May 1st, in that time period, I was looking for a reduction in number of voters because of that 65,000. You would think they'd be removed, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 10 weeks, Oklahoma County gained 112,000 voters.
Wow.
What? That doesn't make any sense. So some of the other strange anomalies, and this is an interesting thing. We have a time-traveling voter. Back in one of our local elections in February, we had a woman get married, change her name, and we could watch, because it's all online, the voter registration system is the EDW. We can watch the data and see the progress of her ballot being adjudicated in February. But when they finally counted her ballot, they gave her credit for voting in April.
Mm.
On February, I'm trying to remember what the date was, like February 10th. ballots weren't even issued yet for the April election. That's a problem. And in one of our canvassing, we found a gentleman living in an RV park who actually is a resident of Tennessee, and he was registered to vote in 2012 in Oklahoma. He's never voted. He didn't even know he was registered to vote in Oklahoma. I just got a text from another friend of ours that is back in Oklahoma, and I gave it to our Wisconsin representatives here. He received 4 requests for absentee ballots from Wisconsin in 2020.
Oh, wow.
So I sent that picture to the folks in Wisconsin so they can take it back and say, see, we have some issues here. And then one of the other things that our people found in the absentee ballot process, we require an affidavit. That is our proof that that voter is who they say they are. Well, these election board officials had no idea when we started showing up. They've never been watched before. So I want to encourage anybody in the state of Oklahoma, as a part of the Public Meeting Acts, get there, show your video, or be there with your video cameras. One of the things we discovered is that they are opening absentee affidavits with no notary on it. Those ballots should not be counted. That is not a legal ballot. So I just want to put some encouragement out there. The other thing I want to also mention is, if you're not already involved in your Republican Party in the state of Oklahoma, you have some authority as a voter in Oklahoma. As the representative vice chairman in Oklahoma County, starting June 1st of 2023, for the first time in the history of our state, we are going to submit a Republican name for every single precinct, plus 2. That way, he has no excuse for pulling people in off the street to work in a precinct, because our law requires 1 Democrat and 1 Republican. That's not quite how it's written, the party of the majority and the party of the second majority. But we need those witnesses at every precinct, and I promise you that's not happening now. It's also not happening on the absentee voting board. I submitted 10 names back at the 1st of June. He hasn't used them yet. I promise you he'll be hearing from us. We are approaching this, rather than on a canvassing and legal matter, going through the legislature, getting good people elected who will support us and run legislation and support legislation. But that took some serious niceness and understanding that they can't understand what we're talking about, because it's taken us a year and a half to get this far. One of my gigs is, and I'll share this with you for free and then I'll sign off. I'm staying at a little motel that was built in 1926, and I love this little thing because it can't be hacked like my car keys can by somebody in China. This person can be arrested. This person you can't even find. Let's get rid of the machines and by hand.
Great point. Gaylene, representing the great state of Oklahoma. Thank you, Gaylene.